and then to get back on?
Entrance ramp.
Okay. Are there certain roads in Orlando or that you know of, other places like the interstate highways, that you can only enter at certain places?
No, not that I know of.
Well, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like in Atlanta, the things that you drive around on where they're not traffic lights, but you can just...
Oh, highway, you mean?
Well, not necessarily highway, but just within the city. You may mean highway by that.
And the city of street, do you mean?
I was thinking of words like freeway or expressway or...
Oh, I just
things
say
like
highway.
That. You just say highway. Okay, good. Then what are some of the main streets in Orlando? Just a few.
1792, let's just call it Colonial, and Orange Avenue.
The name of the street is 1792?
Well, Colonial. Well, but most people just refer to it as 1792.
You know, I don't understand. Why?
That's the name of the route. It's a U.S.
route. It's a number.
Yeah.
All right. Colonial is the name.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, Princeton and Edgewater. Mm-hmm. And Corinne. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a review of Orlando I haven't had in a long time. and I guess Magnolia.
Does Magnolia have magnolia trees on it?
No. I don't know why they call it that. It's strange. And let's see. This is Oak Park Avenue. Mm-hmm. I guess that's about it I can think of. Smith. I'm naming all the ones in my area. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're considered major.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you distinguish between main streets? Like, would you call them streets and then little ones, would you call them something else?
No, I would just call them all streets. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I might say road.
What's the difference?
There is none. I just sometimes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Then, what would you call a place where you're driving along and the street goes under railroad tracks?
Goes under railroad tracks. I don't think we have any of those now that I think about it, but
what if the street goes over railroad tracks?
Bridge.
All right. Would you ever say anything like an underpass or a viaduct?
No.
No? Okay. And then when you're parking, how do you normally park when you're parking in between two cars like that? Okay, and how about the kind where you park?
Diagonal.
Park?
Diagonal.
Mm-hmm. And then what do you call the little thing that the fireman screws his hose into on the street?
Fire extinguisher.
No, on the street.
On the street? Mm-hmm. Oh, fire hydrant.
Mm-hmm. Then a building that has a lot of different levels that you can park in.
Parking deck.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then what are some of the biggest buildings in Orlando?
The CNA building, it's an insurance, and the Hartford Insurance building, and the banking. Trust Bank. No, that's here in Atlanta.
Keep the city straight.
What is a building in that column? Oh, it's Sun Bank. And that's about it. We don't have many tall buildings at all. Most of our buildings, Orlando's kind of spread out.
Mm-hmm.
And downtown is just not that big. They're all kind of spread out.
Do you have a general name for tall buildings?
I would call it, if they were tall apartment buildings, I would just call them high-rise, but here I just call them, at home, I would just call them probably big buildings. Mm-hmm. No, but I guess if I was in New York, I'd probably call them skyscrapers.
Mm-hmm. How big would they have to be skyscrapers to you?
Big. I mean, they'd have to be like I would call it Peachtree Center one, a skyscraper.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say they'd have to be at least over...
I don't know how many stories.
20.